People who over time have developed strong personal clout. The fundamental unifying principle that characterizes these individuals is that they are good at dealing with other people. We might describe them as having charisma and lots of energy, or we might say that they are convincing, that people fall for them straight away, that they fill us with enthusiasm, engage us, and see who we really are. Basically, we are discussing their ability to create an emotional bond with other people. The word communication is derived from the Latin word communicare, which means to share something with one or more people, particularly through language. Try to take a moment to consider a competent communicator you know and have seen in action. Most likely, he or she has a well-developed emotional intelligence, as well as a radar, which reads other people's emotional states of mind accurately. Skillful communicators would also have sufficient self-knowledge to understand how a given situation would influence emotionally. In other words, they have people skills. This book is about people. Or more precisely, the book concerns you and the ways in which you can develop your personal clout and optimize your communication. Personal clout, defined as the ability to make an impact and influence other people, is a competence increasingly in demand when managers and employees are hired. And with good reason. We no longer have confidence in or distrust ideologies, institutions, traditions, political parties, or companies. We relate to real people, of flesh and blood, and in this context, it makes good sense that personal clout, in our day and age, is a high priority requirement. The good news is that efficient communication and clout can be learned. However, realistically speaking, very few of us will become a new Barack Obama. Still, that should not prevent us from trying. The fact is that through coaching and developing an awareness of the quite simple techniques that govern our communication, we can all increase our personal clout. A well-known aphorism states that knowledge is power, and of course, this is true. The same goes for communication. The most efficient communicator, and the one who has the strongest personal clout, wins the order, the woman, the man, or half the kingdom. In a time characterized by an excess of communication, we as individuals, as well as the companies we represent, must work hard to get noticed. In the midst of a tidal wave of information, some of it regular noise, we compete for attention. If you cannot get the customers, the coworkers, the managers, or your partner's attention, then you have a major problem. In this context, one should also consider that companies and organizations, to an increasing degree, and by virtually all interested parties associated with the company, are asked to give coherent answers to quite a number of questions concerning everything from the environment to occupational safety, employee satisfaction, and economy. The increasing focus on the company's license to operate means that organizations have to make an effort to ensure that managers and employees are able to function as qualified ambassadors. These representatives should have professional and convincing skills that enable them to formulate and communicate the company's principal values, positions, and stories in ways that generate permanent market advantages for the organization. The ability to design, formulate, and communicate personal, commercial, and political visions and ideas in such ways that a broad spectrum understands and feels the message is increasingly important. In this scenario, it is not just top managers who need to apply themselves to improve their personal clout. The rest of us should also take this challenge seriously. Every day we have encounters or meetings where our personal